A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 27th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are posing the question, is Zimbabwe now a military state?
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And we want to welcome our viewers on our Facebook pages, that the VOA Shona, Ndebele and English. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the role of the military in Zimbabwe's democracy.
The Zimbabwe Defense Forces and the Zimbabwe Republic Police have issued a joint statement urging the nation to remain united and to respect the laws of the country. In a statement issued at the Police General Headquarters this morning, the two security services said normalcy had returned to the country following the inauguration of President Emmerson Mnangagwa last Friday.
But human rights groups are questioning the claim that the country is back to normal, with soldiers having boots on the ground and yet to return to the barracks. Has Zimbabwe normalized the abnormal? Some human rights lawyers say the country's highest court had set a dangerous precedent by legalizing the military coup.
If you wish to join the show right now, follow us on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. We are live streaming on those three pages. I'll repeat that again, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. And apparently, if you haven't liked the pages, can you like them right now? So if you want to call in, here's the number, 001-202-619-2077. I'll repeat that number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Kunjalo Voit. Gibbs, nasi tlauti tinge tichitarisa nyaya yekuti Zimbabwe yakutongwa nemauto here. Hongu, nasi taona mauto, akabatana nemapurisa, vachizivisa iwo kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvagadzikana. Asi, vakazivisa kuti mapurisa anenge achimboramba achishanda nemauto mumugwagwa muzvikuru muguta guru reHarare. Nekudaro vamwe vari kuti, kana zvinhu zviri kunzi zvanaka, kochi chiri kupa kuti masoja asadzokere kumabarracks. Gibbs, mubvunzo unenge uchida kuti ubvunzwe.
Yee, kunjalo ke Blessing, sizvire ke kuti amasoja namapurisa vati sebavambisana emigwaqweni lapho babe bekhangela ukuthi umthetho uhanjiswa ngemfanelo. So sikhuluma nje ke amasoja, uyathola ke kule soja le police beme khona ngale ke emigwaqweni, bekhuluma ke labanye lamhlanje kuseni kuhlelo olisebenze ekuseni kakhulu. So bebekhuluma nje besithi ukhanya kanzani amasoja abuza isithupha, akubuza ukuthi isithupha sakho sengapi. Kuzobuya ke amapolisa abe bonkhangela nje izimoto ukuthi zimenjani. Kodwa ke umbuzo omkhulu ukuthi kambe izwe leZimbabwe selibanjwe libutho kumbe alibanjwa libutho. Njalo nxa selingani sezandleni zebutho, kambe so abantu sebekhululeke kanganani. Ungathemba wena ukuthi nxa ukhangele ubone kule soja ngapha ngapha kule polisa ube sithi sukhululekile. Kambe nxa sokusiya ke ukhetho kuyabe kumenjani? Abantu bazibuza kakhulu. So nxa sisigangela futhi ke kukhanya ngazani njengoba umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa wathatha isifungo ngeviki ephelileyo esithi ke uzakhangela konke okukhangelane labantu beZimbabwe, kambe libona ngazani uzalenzelani nxa sokubuya ezemithetho lezi? Kambe kasuzayephule amalungelo oluntu kumbe kuyahamba njani? Kunjalo ke mfowethu.
I think we have our first guest, that is human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, director for Southern Africa. Mm-hmm. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great. Of course, we forgot to mention that he's joining us via Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Mr. Mavinga, tell us, do you think that Zimbabwe has become a police state?
What is obvious is that Zimbabwe is presently under military control.
Mm-hmm.
From the day, the night of the takeover of the military on November 14 to November 15, it was clear that there was no coherent agreement or common purpose amongst all the security forces.
Mm-hmm.
The military said they were leading the process, but they were warning the other branches of the security forces to cooperate. And we then got to know quickly enough that they had seized control of the police support unit camp, and that camp remains under army guard as we speak, because it houses the largest armory or weaponry for the police in the country. So there is not enough support or confidence that the police are loyal to the military position.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. And we are also now being joined by human rights activist, Mr. Clement Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, Mr. Moyo, what is your take on the continued presence of the military? You know, in Zimbabwe, they say the situation is back to normal, but they are yet to return to the barracks. Mr. Moyo, if you may move a bit. Yes, the line is bad.
Is it? What I'm saying is, once a country has been taken over by the military,
mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
People are not sure what really that is all about.
Mm-hmm.
They may say it wasn't a coup, but it looked like a coup all over.
Mm-hmm.
And the more so, it was ZANU-PF trying to clean up his own mess.
Mm-hmm.
And the mess that they were cleaning, leaning towards a certain rule of certain people. Even if they are saying they are catching corrupt people, who is not corrupt amongst the ZANU-PF people? Who can they say is not corrupt? So we are not sure what this thing is all about. It's very scary. We don't even know what our future holds for us now.
Mm-hmm.
We are confused.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Gibbs. So nxa sukhangele baba Moyo, ubona azane ezitaladini khona kuvele kumenjani emgwaqweni lapho njengoba ukhona ngapho ke akusitshela ukuthi libonani emgwaqweni.
Emgwaqweni kuthule.
Mm.
Akunamapholisa, asiboni ame patrolayo. But siyakwazi ukuthi kuma outskirts of town kule ame kobulawayo khona la. All points leading out are guarded by the army.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they are looking for, what they are guarding against, we don't know. There are no police officers patrolling the streets, and there are no roadblocks for police officers. That has been cut off. Now, we don't know what really the aim is. Who are they looking for? Who did what?
Mm. So, uwa hamba ke ku roadblock, kumbe ngasu puma, wobla.
Yeah. Ngiyathola amasocha
bathini
babathini bafuna isithupha sakho ngabandaba i-license yakho landani the only one that ID if it produces light here to go.
Mm-hmm.
They keep saying they are looking for certain people.
Mm. So ubambe khona pa moyo ungakatshana. So he says when you get out of the CBD in Bulawayo, apparently the army is demanding ID cards.
Mm-hmm.
So they are saying that they are looking for certain people, you know, but they are not specifying exactly who.
Regatende kuna mkoma Ephraim. Makadi mkoma Ephraim.
Na ufara mrandiko.
Aiwa, tiripo mkoma Ephraim. Famba ya mchana kufapa muri fone nya esu nya zonzguika.
Asi ya zonzguika.
taurai ndaa kukunzwa
hapo ndizwa hapo
taurai
ayo taragara chingwe zvizvava zvedu kuti nyaya yese yanga ichitwa ngomeremere yanga ichitwa azvo zvaida kuzvitsvaka kubatsira vanhu vanhu vaito zvigadzirira nzira yavo yekupinda pakuzotonga zvoto zviri pazvo yangu vamunanga kuvachitonga izvino munhu anenge achitonga nyika inoyi matorya nekuti vakuva mugabe nyangu vanhu vakafa mugabe vanhu vakubiswa navanhu vamugabe vakabiswa nemasoja kuti vazvigadzirire nzira yekuti vazowana nguva yekutonga bedzi vachiwanda muvanhu haisi nyaya inobatsira vanhu onyakubatisa sei zvinonyaya yekurapushen vangu vachitaura nezvayo vanhu vari kusungwa nevari kumanikidzwa vari kushungurudzwa zvine zvitoto zvavati chikwata che-G40 chaizvo iwo pachavo kuna kwavo kuna vamunanga kwavo hakuna anombosungwa isi tinoziva tese nyika yese kuti munhu wese anga ari muzanupiefu wese anga ari mucorruption yakasimba hapana munhu mutsvene muzanupiefu vese vari kusunga vamwe vemakororo vakusungwa kuti makororo zvotaita funga kuti evangaraizvo hazingovharwe titange nonyupeji zvokuti kana vakada zvekusungana zvinotora kuti vese vari kuvangotanga vatopindawo majere vese vasina kumbobatwa navanhu naona tinenaringoriya yekuda kuvhara bedzi zvose zvinenge zvakaitwa navanhu hapana chirongwa chakaita chinombofadza vanhu avo zokuti muchaona kuti pamberi apo tishanguro tishanguro kutiramba tidzokera musika yamugabe yai ani maona zvinezvi vatodzorera mugabe vakaita zvi ekuti vanhu vanofanira kuchengetedza musiwaka zvakuva mugabe kureva kuti vakangohwanda bedzi nekanhu kadukuduku kuda kutinenderana tifunge tizaita zvakanaka vamugabe aisiye problem problem inyika isi nezanupiefu yese vakuna vanhu vacho vari kupinda yezvino nevachazenge varipo hapana munhu akanaka muchaona kabineti inomboitwa pano kuzozerwa madhedhi uruziwa yanga aripo kuna new idea inombouya vanhu vari kungotsvaka bedzi zvekuti vanhu vafunge kuti vazodzisa vamugabe but otherwise vamugabe aisiye problem yega problem isystem yese yemuzanupiefu kuti kukatarisa vamunangagwa ivo ndo the longest serving member bbca ari kuvamugabe vatatadzingwa vanga vashandira mitemo yese yakadaisa pamashure apo vachiita masimba kuna president saka unongora kuti hatikona mutsauko uripo vaitozviziva kuti pamashure vachabvuta masimba kuzoshandisa masimba iyoyo kudzanyirira vanhu hapana chati kumbofarira tichitofarira nganga inobata maya
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ephraim todzoka kwamuri vamavhinga vamavhinga
ndiri pano
manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Ephraim vari kuti ivo vanhu ngavangwarire kupembedza ngangano inobata mai ndoo maonero amuri kuzviita here
nemo nemo ndizvo zvo chaizvo chaizvo nekuti zviri kuitika kuzimbabwe hazviri pachena zvingada kuvanzwa hazvo kunenge kuri kuhwanda nemunwe kuedza kutaura kuti pane hurumende iripo isiri yemauto asi zviri pachena kuti mauto ndo ari kutonga iko zvino mauto ndiwo akagadza vamunangagwa uyezve basa riri kuitwa iri kunzi vavada kutsipika kana kubisa uroyi hazvisi izvo pane divi rakanangwa hazvisi zvokuti munhu wese nekuti tinoona kuti kune vamwe vatungamiri vatinoziva vanotori nembiri yekunzi havabude muhuori asi iko zvino vari kupembera vari pedo navamunangagwa saka zvakaoma kuti tizive kuti timire papi senyika
Of course, Gibbs, you heard what the caller said and what Mr. Mavhinga said. They are saying that there's a danger that while people might be celebrating the exit of former President Robert Mugabe, still difficult for many to say former President Robert Mugabe. I mean, he has been there for 37 years and some months.
Yeah.
So some are saying that it might be too early to celebrate as it might be more of the same with Mr. Mnangagwa Gibbs.
So, Baba Moyo, lapho uyazwela lapha okukhulula uMnumzana Mavhinga. Uthi kona ukususwa kwa uMnumzana Robert Mugabe. Baba.
Ngiyazazi sona ngizwile abakukhulumile.
Hayi besenzela abalaleli.
Oh okay, hayi kulungile baba.
Yeah. So when ungathini ngakhona ukusibile ukuthi bathi kuyafana nje
lokuthi amadoda lawo aqinise qobo, baqinise qobo lapha kuklinwa indawo yezanu kokwabanye abantu ababafunayo ukuthi babuse akade belisana nalabana sebebaxotshile babanye bakhona babavalele emajeni it's not about amazimbabweans ukuthi amazimbabweans athabeleni yabona bathabele umgabi but ayisuye phela yedwa umuntu okade mubi laphana yena ubekhokhela ikhampani yonke embi kodwa ke wasephambanisa ngokuthi sethatha ama-civilians sewaletha phakathi kombuso okungafunwa nguye njalo futhi abantu bayakhuluma ukuthi lundoda wake watsho wathena yena i-president is office straight jacket nawe ungazange ungene ku-army awungaza kusaluthe ngamasotsha so konke lokhu kusenzakala kutshoni amasotsha lokhu ephethe umbhobho ehamba kutho ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bakhuphe bethusele wonke umuntu ozama ukuthi kumba ngafuna ukuthi acabange ukubusa leli lizwe so angiboni ukuthi bazaletha e-proper civilian rule as long as abantu labana bezanu okungamangalisa kakhulu okukhona sibisibili ukuthi nawe ubaba uMnangagwa mhlazane ezaqamba ikhabhinethi yakhe uzatshiya bani uzasaka bani lokhu phela sazi ukuthi kuzani kuvele indawo ye-corruption so siyamangala sibili ukuthi sikhangele nje siyabona kodwa siyabona ukuthi le into kayisilingelanga angazi njalo kodwa hayi mina kamboni
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke babamoya ume khonapho sibili ungayindawo so you are saying like what Mr. Mavinga was saying you know he says this was all about the cleanup exercise being conducted by the army on behalf of ZANU-PF. So he says, you know, he's reflecting on what General Chiwengo once said when he referred to, you know, some people who are not having that military capacity that they will never rule. Like if you are a civilian, you'll never rule. So he's saying the presence of the army actually reflects that kind of thinking, that no civilian can be capable of running Zimbabwe anytime soon. So he says they are maintaining that and they just want to show the public the kind of force that they have. So meaning that the civilian government may be very far away from it. Because right now we cannot call it a civilian government.
Mr. Mavinga? Hello, Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, can you hear me?
Now,
yes,
what do you make of this? The High Court ruled that this was not a military coup. But some analysts are saying if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, swims like a duck, then it's a duck. Or others are saying a monkey that eats grass, not banana, is a goat. Is this a coup or it's not a coup?
Well, a coup simply refers to a situation where there is a military takeover of government functions. By force, it's not voluntary. What we experienced on the night of November 14 to 15 in Zimbabwe was clearly a coup. The military took over without having been deployed by the commander-in-chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, who at that time was Robert Mugabe. So a deployment of the army without clearance or without the authority of the commander-in-chief amounts to mutiny, and then to place the head of the defense forces, the president, under house arrest, that completes the coup. But of course, for public relations purposes, the military wanted the process, they wanted to trigger a process of government change, which would appear as if it's not a coup. But having done that, it was clear that they did not trust the other arms of the security forces, like the police. The putting the support unit under armed guard, because this is where, you know, the armory was for the police, where the armory is, weapons for the police. And then also the CIO, the Central Intelligence Organization, many of them are still on the run. They are being hunted down because they were perceived to be supportive of Mugabe and that they could offer resistance. Now, the High Court decision to say that this was not a coup speaks to what Mugabe himself said, but we cannot take that, you know, if you're looking at the law, Blessing, when someone speaks under duress, under armed guard, when he's under house arrest, it's difficult to then assess whether or not they are openly and freely giving their views. It's like that ZANU-PF youth leader, Kudzanai Chipanga, who appeared on TV, obviously brutalized, and saying, I am offering this apology on my own volition and will because no one has coerced me. But it was clear that it was not his idea to give that kind of thing. So where we are now, the military is in charge, but the judiciary wanted to sanitize post-effect to legitimize Mnangagwa's presidency, because I think there was a concern that it would be challenged. But what has happened now is a terrible precedent, because what it simply says, the courts have said it is legal, it is constitutional for the army to step into politics at any point. So if next year there are elections and to take, for example, the opposition leader, one of them wins those elections, the military can simply say, no, this is a threat to our revolution. We are stepping in terms of Section 212 of the Constitution. And then it will be legal in the sense that there is precedent now. So my appeal now is to citizens of Zimbabwe, to lawyers in Zimbabwe, including Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, that this High Court order needs to be challenged immediately. It cannot stand. The Constitutional Court needs to sit as a full bench to deliberate and make sure that the military is not sanctioned to be involved in politics. This is a terrible, terrible precedent that points to a compromised judiciary.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs, come on.
Yes, lo mnumzana nhlangalunye. Sabona mfowethu.
Unjani, Gibbs?
Ngiyaphila, is thini lapho khona?
Thini lapho khona? Hayi, khonoko nje.
Ye, ungazani ifoni yakho ile echo. Angikwazi kuhamba njani. Valambijani umsakazi wakho.
Right, okay.
Yes, uvalile.
Gibbs? Hello?
Yebo, nyakuzwa, suvalile radio.
Semvalile.
Ye, akutsho ke ukuthi wena ubona njani ukuthi amasosha lamapholisa asebenza lokho kuthiwa ukupatrola bendawonye. So ke wena ukubona njani khona?
Ya angicabona ukuthi amasosha ukuthi abe khona lapho nambona ngani is a temporal measure yokuthi nje kuba bebade bekhona kwalezi insuku, then which means abangeza ke baphonga unyamalale nje kawani, kumele bachiye bebone ukuthi la mapolisa akade corrupt asebenza njani. Angithi uyabona ngoba bangaphonga unyamalala kawani, then amapolisa lana lambile phela i-2 weeks, 3 weeks zonke lezi besebengasathengi lesinkwa ezindlini lapha balambe over. So basambanika nje babonane ukuthi kade vele kusetshenzwa njani. Yeah.
Kodwa ke akwethusa abantu yini ezidaladini kume ngithi emgwaqweni nxa kula masosha.
Hayi, abantu bazakwethusa yini njengoba de bevele bebathakazelela kangaka bereplace amapholisa bese kusmooth into zonke zihamba kahle laphana, bona amapholisa lana engekho.
Yes, sokuthiwa abanye abantu nxa lifika kuma-roadblock likhulumisa amasosha lingakhulumisi amapholisa, kunjalo?
Singakhulumisa kambe abantu abalenhliziyo ezimbi njalo. I think kule necessity yokuthi uMnangagwa laphana akhangele ukuthi amapholisa lawa abayibona abamele babe semgwaqweni yibaphi, akakhethe kukhethe iklasi yamapholisa, not ukuthi amapholisa nokufitshane nokunganani kuthiwa kulipholisa kubuya kukudelele singabantu abadala singaka, akutshele ezinye izinto ezingaqhedakali ukuthi kuyini. Kakhethe amapholisa amele ame emgwaqweni, laba bayafitshane kabahambe baye ngale emaseleni ngale bayedila la masela, athole nje laba abangani badelinyazana nje abalohlonzi. Ya, ngoba uyabona ngutshele ukuthi ukhathana kakhulu nyaweni lesi sikhathi ungabuya eZimbabwe. Buya laphana uzebona ukuthi umiswa ngumuntu onganani olipholisa ole-traffic, ongelasisindo sokuba lipholisa le-traffic. Uyabona?
Buzima, eh.
Ipholisa kumele lihlonipheke. Xa ulikhangele la uze ukuthi ipholisa, mbona ipholisa la. Angithi?
Yeah.
Hayi, kuphe ngubona nje angikwazi lokuthi ngakuchasisa ngithini.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu mnumzana, ungathinela kusasa, eh?
Njalo futhi uyabona khonoko ukuthi khona abesesithi yena uMnangagwa abesesithi yena uMgabe kumele i-21st birthday yakhe le ihlonitshwe. Ihlonitshwe ngubani? Sihloniphelani? Ya, sihloniphelani? thina sifuna ukukhosa ngomgabe kasifuna ukuzwa ngaye futhi ngakho nxa sizabe sesithiwa sihloniphe leyo 21st sizabe sithi sihloniphani
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile baba
ye ake likhulume ngakho lokho njalo ake lekele ukubiza abantu abanjengabothumelwane wempophomalwana asifuni kumuzwe enasinga ekukhuluma lapho kunasinga ukuba into ayikhuluma iyasihlanzisa thina
hayi ngizwile baba ngizwile kakhulu siyabonga
yekelani lani ukuba bakhe libiza abantu abangelamsebenzi lapho thuma labo ake lithiyane labo
ye hayi lamdla kakho kodwa sizamdinga kwezethu phela anti kumele sibhalanse indaba lapho ukuthi yena uthi lokhu la laba bale bathi lokhu anti kubhalanswa njalo baba
hayi uthi mavele kakazakhulume right laphana ukhulume siyale lecele lakhe la eliyale
hayi mbongile kodwa ukuthi ungenele ehlelweni siyabonga kakhulu baba
lami ngiyakujabulela lokho
okay bye bye
hanzi bathuma wafanele ukuthi
arabe hanzi say no no chuma is always having one side that doesn't like so we must invite him. So even the 21st birthday of the former president, he's saying he doesn't want to hear about it because they want to forget fast about Mr. Mugabe.
Yeah.
They are sick and tired of him, so now they really want to forget about him.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing that he was saying is that the presence of the army is necessary. Maybe it's very temporary. And he says, you know, what people are observing is when people get to a roadblock, they always hug the soldiers, you know, do everything, and ignore the police. He says there's absolutely no reason why they should respect the police. So they just ignore them while they're hugging the others.
Yeah. Let's acknowledge those who are following us on our Facebook page. Innocent Chana, loud and clear. Thank you so much, Innocent. Tawanda Mavuramiti. Watching in Rusape is loud and clear. Thank you so much, Tawanda. Manyewe Shingi, guys, you are awesome. Thank you. G Farai, watching from Chitown. Thank you so much. Courage Mutobaya, watching from Witbank. Thank you so much. Visitor Ava Zivishe, Isu, teacher commenter after 90 minutes. Samba Ituone, comrade ED. Thanks so much for your comment. Fortune Kure, watching from Cape Town. Thank you so much. Akim Zinto, Arguti Pfe. Thanks, Akim. Chauke Mlilo, Pfe, pa Botswana, but thank you so much. Patience Musa, watching from Kuwait. Interesting. Kuwait, thank you so much. Then we have Mapimize Ropafadzo. Thank you so much. Mikeo Chirumba, Pfe, Botswana, pa Gabs. Thank you so much. Tinashe Chikomo, at your pay. Thanks, Tinashe. And Solomon Sami Gatsi, watching from Tanzania. Thank you so much. Gibbs.
We've got other messages on the VOI Ndebele and VOI Studio 7 pages. One of the messages reads, Hello, my Zimbabwe. I love you all. Stay calm. It may be too early to celebrate. This could be the beginning of another era in terms of politics. And that is from Zimbabwe Culture. And then Lord Thomas Banda says, Zindawa lingafuna ukukhuluma lana. Lingafuna ukukhuluma lami. Sifuna ukukhuluma lawe faka inombolo. Sikufonele khonapho kuna manje. Then Martin Mhlanga says a good listen. So he's enjoying this kind of program. And then Martin again says the police must be retrained. So utama police akumela a train of foot. Right? And then Shepard Maxen says, phone me guys. Phone me now. Then Antileta Chabango says, hello, I'm watching you guys from the diaspora. Angela Machoniza says, I'm watching you. Thank you so much, Angela Machonesa. And then Unami Moyo says, I'm watching you from South Africa. So, Roman, go up.
Tina Mkoma Heri Parunari, Kuvargu DRC. Makadi Mkoma Heri.
Hello.
Panenge parikuita dambudziko apo rekai tichazoedza kufona nhare yacho zvakare kuna mukoma here but let's go to you Mr. Moyo
Baba.
Yes, one caller has said there is a need to retrain the police, if that can be done. What can be done? It appears people are very bitter about the way the police conduct their business. You heard on Inauguration Day, the crowd was booing the police commissioner general, Augustine Chihuri.
Yes,
Yes, our police force is actually bad. We had one of the best police force that we inherited from Ian Smith. The conduct was excellent, but it turned out after some years, I think about 10 or 15 years, the police became a very bad police force. I think to retrain those that are in the old guard, the chiefs of the police, must be retired, and the police retrained and rebranded. Maybe you call it the police of the Republic of Zimbabwe, PRZ. Maybe that would mean something. At that police force, which actually represents Zimbabwe. This ZRP thing is now rotten. They should just throw it away. It's bad. It's bad. It's really bad. That type of corruption can never make the country right. Never.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
It was so blatant. Mm-hmm. Crimes are thrown away because money has been put in. Mm-hmm. Even the justice system is as rotten as the police force.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Moyo.
So, Mr. Mavinga, if the police are so corrupt and all this kind of thing, so how does Zimbabwe move forward, like in terms of rebuilding the country, you know? Because corruption, as we know it, actually destroys a nation, you know?
You know what, Gibbs? I need to correct one thing.
Mm.
People are under the mistaken idea that the main reason why the military took over the police and are now having joint patrols with the police is because of corruption. No, that is not the point. The main reason has been that the military was not confident, did not trust the police to be loyal to this coup thing. The police support unit under Guvamombe and others were viewed to be loyal to President Mugabe, former President Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
So the military is actually trying to test the waters to find out if they can confidently trust that the police can now work without the risk of them turning on and causing chaos or breaking ranks with the military.
Mm.
So this thing about corruption is just by the way. But the main thing is about trust, is about whether or not the military could really say we are together in this thing with the police.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Yes, slow Baba Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu, kunjani? Mpile Ndlovu, ungaphi kwakhona?
Ngisedethi baba.
Yeah, so akutsho Ndlovu, nxa ukhangele wena khonokho esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje ukuthi amapolisa lamasoja asebambisane emgwaqweni lapha, wena sokubonile khona ngapha edethi kume njani?
Hayi, kungami kunjalo, kodwa bengiceka ubuyele emuva njana mfowethu.
Ubuyela baba.
Ngithanda ukukhumbuza abantu ukuthi-ke bananzelele ukuthi umuntu njengobaba uMgabe nguye kumuntu okuthiwa yi-detector sibili engayiziyo emhlabeni, the greatest detector.
Mm.
Izinto zonke lezi ezenzakalayo izinto eziplaniweyo. Khumbula ukuthi undoda ugcina wathi engena embusweni kwaba lokuxokozela ukuzabe seisiphuma kumele aplaye indlela yokuthi akhonfuze umhlaba ukuze-ke isafety yakhe ibe safe twenty-four hours. Phela yikho phela ade engu-chief wamasoja, kutho ukuthi vele besivele sibuswa yimilitary. Even ubaba uMnangagwa kuthiwa wayefakela i-poison. Sokuza ngenza ndawuthe ngoba even oJohnson Jula bothiwa babezama ukuchaya i-president esikumbulala ngokuyimdlalo nje okudlalwa yi-detectorship. Ngoba phela nini uba uJabulani Sibanda wahlutshwa ekukhulume kuthiwa u-30 kanti umuntu oyingozi ochaya oplana ikhumbi oplana i-assassination lo muntu ozikhulume umhlamba nguphi. Njalo uma uGrace Mgabe exokozele ethethisa abantu ngabe kwizinto ezazivele ziplane umthehle kahle asantshi baba uMgabe ulama-advisors ulabacebisi ulabo-vice president shonetsho ethi ilizwe elilodwa belingehlulwa ngumfazi oyi-one advisors ukuthi am-advertise mama ngokuthi usenza so kulivela bonke bazi ngezindlela ilizwe generation ye-new blood wena beba-advise beseceleni even yena ubaba uMnangagwa nangukathi esenika umdala i-trillion ye siyavuma ubakodwa-ke yeyi bakithi this guy is the greatest detect abantu bengaphanjaniswa yilokhu okwenzakeleyo izinto eziplaniweyo nje ukuthi undoda kuqina atshelele kakahle nje amacala akhe esikhohlwe of course obunye abantu bengathi useluphile. kodwa ke ukuchelela ukuhlanka kwendoda njengoba kuRobert waphuma ke laphana wachelela yaba lomhlaba nje ukuthi wasentole izizinja kanti the credit.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovini ye. So singaphosela ukugcina baba.
Ukugcina kuba umuntu akagwaye isigodi emayo into ezibishenje futhi ama-reforms amaningi ku-education akhumbule izintandane abantu abagogekile iyakhula abantu abagogekileyo baba umgabeke kuningi kwaphosa kuzakumnankagwa kabanazi abantu abanjalo bayahlupheka abantu abanezikili ngabantu who can be enforced ukuthi bangene kwi-system and qualify and stand for their own bese sithi ababalisi ama-teacher abakithi abakhwezwele umholo singathola siphikisana utitsha uqakathekile umnankagwa unjalo kwaphana wafunda isikolo bengahlabanisi amatisha befaka ungama-curriculum okungancetshile even wakhela i-new curriculum ama-projects ama-task kuningi kena imagine kuthi ancedi uza-ten subjects ezitoriakithi iviki ilamalanga ayi-five
ifoni yakho singani iyakiliza kodwa hayi sesikuzwile kakhulu Ndlovini. Siyabonga kakhulu eNdlovu, ungathilana kusasa Ndlovini. So Mr. Ndlovu has got several points here. He says he doesn't believe in what was happening since the military took over and or maybe before the military took over. So he says this was a well choreographed political theater, you know, like they were trying to have a soft landing for Mr. Mugabe's exit. So he says they did whatever they did and people are just fooled all over the world to believe that there was a coup or whatever. He says, no, that was not a coup at all. It was something planned for, it's a succession, in fact. So he says, well, Mr. Mnangagwa is in power now, but he needs to make a lot of reforms, like, you know, catering for the disabled, who have to be integrated into society. And he says, you know, teachers need a lot of upliftment, you know. They need a salary raise and all those kind of things. Yeah.
We also want to acknowledge more and more people joining us. There is Sheila Mukonyo. Hi, people watching from Cape Town. Thank you so much. D. Mango, watching from Equatorial Guinea. Wow, interesting. G. Farai, Arguti Tiripo Zedu. Thank you so much. Mandaz Ernest, watching from Djibouti. Thanks, I'm happy to listen to your channel. Thank you so much. Then we have Macmillan Chiwanza watching from Malawi, Blantyre. And then we have Philip Runavo watching from Zimbabwe. Evaristo Matata watching from Zambia. And then we have Peter Jones watching live from Gaborone, Botswana. Hope you are all good. Then we have Enemia Chibushe watching from Harare. Thank you guys with your program. Philip Runavo Kwekwe, to be precise. Love more Chibantu watching from DRC. Zakaria Maopa, watching from Zimbabwe, and Munyaradzi Chasakara, watching from Botswana. And lastly, Douglas Mubaiwa, watching from Zambia. Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can see we are all over the world.
All over the world. All over the show. And then Virginia Makebo and Zimbabwe Culture are saying, Ndlovu is saying the truth. This was a planned thing, you know, according to them. So,
Let's go to Jason. Mkoma Jason, Waraparanare, South Africa. Magadi Mkoma Jason.
Tiriko magadi mkoma.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu. Parizei pa Jona.
Pari rati ndiko Bloemfontein. Ya, inini tatoda kutanga kutara ndezvekuti pane mashoko anonzwa kunzi mutungamiri weMDC varamba kubatana negungano raMnangagwa. Ndofunga kufunga kwakangwara iko. Voziva izosenzeswa zvisina musoro. Then chechipiri ara ve ami vakaita tekuvha vakaita zvakanaka kubatsira kuti bvisira mundaraunda but asi hatifaniri kuvarairwa nekuti zvinhu zvimwe chete ami iyoyo yevakatotemta pa-2008 pamaelections akawinwa neNDC vapinza vamunangagwa vamunangagwa havana chavanombokwanisa kuti vataure because kana cabinet yavo yavashaisa nekunga nenge ingori yemasenior saka vanhu ivavo ndo vane influence yekuti vanenge vangori mouthpiece yevanhu vese vavo havana chavanoita iyo mukufunga kwavo asi kuburikidza nekutungamidzwa nevanhu vakafanana nemasoja iwayo saka I think isisu sevanhu vakafanana veruzhinji nezviri kuitwa zvemasoja kuti vari kuramba vachichengetedza vari kuchengetedzana pachavo fungudziro kuti pane zvatinotarira zvazvinhu zvinobatsira isisu kana kuti takanganisa magasiro atiita isu asi chanditsi kusyika hangu ndechekuti Sarama Saskazarini was the Van Varuskana, Vasco Tratan, or Retran, Yuzanti, Vato, Pam Naga, Gwane, G4, Wam Gadi Saga, Isozo, and you see Rovana, which I have to get up to the ground, you get to see Papier American, they say, Negatas Basset, Quantum Zodio Budas.
I want to note that school room, Goma Jason.
Okay, go on.
Not in the school. Gibbs,
mm-hmm.
You're saying Jason there that the MDC must be very careful and ensure that there are reforms before the elections.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, okay, Baba Moyo, Zilla Gay, Okulumokina and Laputi, Kumelo Lung is a Konokuvelo Keto, going up against Uketo, Kumelo Kalung is a Ogunang, MTCT, in our way, a Pelinga Jelajang and Chance, it cleaning Gena Kunapana, a Guketo. Kungayenzwa lokuthiwa ngama-reforms wena ukubona njani khonokho
ye ngabe ngakwenza lokho kuqondile sibili ngoba indlela ivele indlela okumele bayilandele yenze lawo ma-reforms le constitution lani line yokuthi emthethweni welizwe kulungiswe kusesibili konke kube indlela yokuthi ama-elections angenziwa kakuhle njalo futhi mina eyinto engingayithembiyo yona into yabo kuthiwa yizekhi leyo. Mm-hmm. Izekile igcwele abantu be-CCIO nama-ex-police lo judge wayevele esebenzela sikwazi ukuthi ujudge wezani umakarawo so lapha asiboni thina ukuthi laba bantu sibili bangamela ilizwe ekuphatheni ukhetho ngendlela eqondileyo umzila wakhona ngubona ngaphandle kokuthi kubuyelwe emuva kukhethwe abanye abantu bakhethe iphaliyamende labo bantu.
Kodwa bangakwenza iParliament ngavuma
kono. Kodwa system kuthi yobe MDC bebalutshwana baletha abanye nabezambaletha abanye. Kuhlanganiswe kube nabantu abangathi esingathi bamelele imicabango yabantu eqondileyo engenza kube lokhetho olungcono. Labangakamphatheni.
Mhm. Kodwa ngaso sikhangele sibili kudala waqaliswa ukukhuluma ngama-reforms lalawa. Ubonani kungaphutsha nje kono.
Kudala sibili.
Ye, kungaphutsha kodwa kono.
Kudala. Ye kumele kuphuthe nxa kungaphuthanga sizahamba njani ekhethweni ngoba laphana kuvela kukhonda i-voters roll liyana ndoda mna bengithangela ama-elections phosa iminyaka engu-25 laphana kubolile lapha
kuyathi
wena ulendlu yakho uthole kuyikuthi ku-voters roll kunabanye abantu abahlala endlini yakho ongabaziyo izinto esasizithola ku-voters roll yona leyo so nxa ngayibole ngaleyo ndlela ngayitshintshwe i-inspekthwe kuhle kuhle baphiwe nalabo abaphikisayo ukuthi khona nasi i-voters roll ake lihlole libe nesikhathi kulungisiswe sibili kube sendleleni right singapho kubhukuthela ekhethweni sizababisela labantu it will be long term.
Mm-hmm. Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Baba Moyo ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana so what Mr. Moyo is saying is that he doesn't trust Zack at all so he says he's stuffed by members of the spy network. Mm-hmm. That is the Central Intelligence Organization, the police, and some other operatives.
Mm-hmm.
So she only says, if ever Zimbabwe has to have a free and fair election, they need to clean up Zack first.
Mm-hmm.
And but cleaning it can be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because even Parliament, ZANU-PF has got a majority. So he says, that's a big challenge. Mbona zanisilo baba futhi lapha, ngabe ngubaba Machaz. Baba Machaz, kunjani? Ye, so ndilifonini nguze kuhle Machazi.
Eh, mina linjani ngapha?
Siphilile ungapi Machazi?
Ngamna ngobulawayo.
Kunjani kontuthu?
Hayi, hayi ku right.
Njengoba umnanga kwase ngingenile embusweni sokuthunqa intuthu yini kwalapha.
Eh, sesivele yaphambaniseka ukuthi maye sekhuluma ukuthi uza kwenzani. Ake sesithela izisebenzi zikahulumeni ende kumele zisebenze kanjani. Na ukuthi njalo khonokho kodwa kuthi ukuthi uletha umbuso ofana lokaSmith ngoba nxa usitshela abantu abasebenzi kanzima sithi ukuthi obhosi babanye abantu somele banyembezile abanye abantu.
Kodwa-ke emgwaqweni lapha kume njani mzala?
Hayi, hayi emgwaqweni le isibi kufanele siseraiti yazi abantu besebediyekile thina abanye yazi ngesikhathi kuthatha imvelo esisemajeli kodwa-ke abantu na beyathathela imali egcekeni barojwe ngamapholisa sikhathi sonke ku-right khonokho
ye kukhanya sibi kuyahlupha so-ke kanti sizakuthiwa kuyoba kule socha lapha kulale pholisa so wena kubethusi khonokho
akona kuyethusa kodwa ke yazi umumo nxa uvela ushintsha kumele ushintshe ngoba into zonke zisikhathisayo phela ngathi sesidinga lokhuya lokhu lakho kuzasethusa kodwa ithi kuyiwa ngathi asilaqiniso sizobona ngakho.
So wena kodwa ubona ngani kuya ngaphi khonokhu baba Matshazi?
Lokhu hayi ngibona ngazani yinto enhle ukuthi antikhetho liyabuya kulo mnyaka ozayo. So amadoda lawa asendezini ngoba okokuqala uyabona izanu p f is divided into three kathesi kuthi ekamduli kuthi g40 kuthi lacosi uyabona ivela kuyiwa ndawonye nje kuphele ukuthi after elections next state elections hhayi siyae abantu bezimbabwe baze baselebrata
aha hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Matshazi ungathi nalokusasa ulale kahle. Yeah, I go long, Nomzan. So according to him, freedom is coming tomorrow. I think that was his message.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, the police and the army patrolling together is okay mm-hmm. for the moment. So maybe he says it's a temporary arrangement, mm-hmm. like what the other caller said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, I'm here, Blessing. Can you hear me? Yes.
Why is it that SADC and also the African Union had no appetite to intervene? The AU even called said this was not a coup at all.
Well, I think, quite frankly, SADC and the AU are more interested in stability than in democracy or in constitutionalism. So when they got a sense that the military was firmly in control and had accomplished the military coup with minimum violence, in which was open or bloodshed, which was minimal in terms of what was visible to the public. They thought, yeah, this is a team that is in control, and therefore, if there is stability, we are good to go. And quite frankly, Blessing, after 37 years of authoritarian rule, I think almost everyone was tired of Mugabe, and they just wanted to see the back of him and begin to support any kind of process that has potential for a new beginning for Zimbabwe. But of course, we are in a very delicate and difficult situation as Zimbabweans, because now that the military has tested political power, they can at any point again purport to use this power to violate and interfere in civilian and political affairs. And that's the biggest challenge that needs to be addressed, much more than the issue of the voters' role or getting people to register to vote. Because as we go to elections, the military will take a position, a public and political position. And that position is obvious. It is that the president is a straitjacket, and they would not want someone from the opposition to ascend to the highest office. They cannot just get rid of Mugabe only to give to someone. This is the idea. So it's going to be a very difficult position unless there is a strong united push from Zimbabweans, from opposition groups, from civil society, to say, yes, Mugabe is gone, but we do not want to have the military involved in our politics. Never, ever again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. We are receiving a report that for now, Mr. Patrick Chinamasa will be the acting finance minister to just ensure that things are flowing normally, and also that Mr. Mbengegui will be the acting foreign affairs minister. Interesting, because President Mnangagwa is yet to announce his cabinet. So that's a statement from his office. Regatiende kuna mkoma namo goronga. Magadi mkoma namo goronga.
Nofara magadiwa.
Ai watirina anisho. Lutipeo fungwaze nyumu kuma namo goronga.
Mashandire ari kuda kuitwawo anoti mapurisa nemasoja vanoshanda pamwe izvo kunenge kuri kuzama kuti vaone pfungwa dzine mapurisa nokuti panenge pakavandirano saka vakavarega vari voga vanoshira kuti vanogona kungomuka chibhebhenenga rimwe remazuva saka nokuti basa iro rinofanira kunge richingorire mapurisa chete, mauto ngaamire zvokungodzivirira nyika. Uye ipapapa tingafarira ng'anga inobata mai nemaitiro ari kuita mauto. Zvakanaka zvavakaita, saka ngavachisiya basa kuvaridzi varo nekuti iwo mauto ngaachibudira mune zvose zvenyika izvi vaite basa ravo chairo chairo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Nhamo Goronga.
Zvakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Nhamo Goronga is saying that the military has played its part as the midwife of this coup. So it's time to go back to the barracks. And just quickly on our Facebook page, we want to acknowledge the following. Albi Matarutse, thank you so much. Eliam Gonese, watching from Finland, thank you for the program. Thanks, Eliam. Then we have Elijah Pound in Zimbabwe. Melissa Carr, watching from Kwabushu. Thank you so much, Melissa. Charumbira Edward, watching live from Zimbabwe, Bitebridge. Ruth Kasiwa Liswaniso, watching from Namibia. Thank you so much. Tawanda Gwaze, watching from Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. Paul January, Pamberine Mishasha, Zemasaisai. Please, blessing, call me. And we'll try to call you, Paul. Thank you so much. And then we have Benevolence Nyati, Arugutuope. Thank you so much. Tototai Mativa Varira, my good friend in the UK. Thank you so much. Benevolence Nyati, watching from heaven. Really? Not I hope Benevolence, you are not one of those pastors who say I went to heaven and I saw Hitler and so and so. Tototai has written a message. He says, "Zviri kufamba here, London takasimba." Thank you so much. Chipo Dendere says, "Agreed." Fafi Gwindi, thank you. That's Dr. Chipo Dendere. Then Fafi Gwindi, thank you, Vakuru Wangu. Then Fafi says he's in the UK. Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Yes, Dr. Mbitube, I'm listening, guys, from Johannesburg. Kuzobuya ke Stephen Mdlauzo, uthi nse Ireland. Kuzobuya Virginia Macebo, uthi nse UK. Siyabonga kakhulu lonke elisibukeleyo. So ke ngizokuthiwa ke sesilomnumzana Alexander osecingweni. Baba Alexander, kunjani?
Sikhona linjani labalaleli?
Siyaphila mfowethu, ungabonga khona khona.
Ngise Namibia.
Ye, kunjani Namibia?
Hayi, Namibia kukahle ngomhla wenkosi.
Ibizo likapresident wangapho kutombani?
Geingob.
Uchayile. So ke akuthi uthe ezimba ezimba ukuthi kubona njani okwenzakala ezimba.
Alright, into ebendikuyikhuluma lapha ikuthi I just wanted to make one thing to the point, drive one thing to the point. The army, it take over e-army, eyamasoja le amabutha weZimbabwe. It was not to effect electoral reforms. I think that is one thing that we as Zimbabweans should understand. It was not for electoral reforms, but it was to install Emmerson Mnangagwa as the ZANU-PF party president and automatically drive him to the seat of the presidency. What you should understand with the ZANU-PF is that it is a very strong institution. It is a very powerful institution. If you recall the Mgagawa Declaration of 1975, you would agree with me that the military officers sat down and it was a strong-worded statement where they sought to go for the armed struggle. And as such, if you remember, 2 years later, at the Special Congress of ZANU-PF, basusa undaba ningisithole kulapha babeka khona umgabe. And it was even said prior to the installation of Mnangagwa by the army, ukuthi bona they managed to recall Ndawaningi Stole, and so they will recall Robert Mugabe, and they did just that. So it was a well-calculated move, and so Zimbabweans should stop being too relaxed and stop giving such comments as to say military rule is okay. No, it's not okay. The army should go to the barracks. The police should be on the roads. There should be a reformation, a reconciliation amongst Zimbabweans, and Zimbabweans should stand for that which is good and that which is proper. Because Zimbabweans, as individuals as well, as a nation as well, they should also reform when I'm a Zimbabwean. So it was not for electoral reforms, it was not to assist the people, but it was some confusion which had gone into ZANU-PF. We know what was happening in ZANU-PF. So that's my point.
Thank you so much, Mr. Alexander. All
right, Shabon.
There you are.
Of course, Napoleon once said that if you see your enemy making a mistake, don't interrupt him. We don't know if this was how the opposition viewed it in also supporting the impeachment of former President Robert Mugabe before he resigned. Let's acknowledge those who are following. Thank you so much. Manyewe Shingi, Arguti, call me, guys, call me. Mulotsi Nto, iRadio Ipambili, kule live video streaming. Thank you so much. Hadi Joe, soldiers should go back to the barracks and allow police to work. Clive Lungile, Arguti, watching from Zimbabwe. Mamura Mbinda, thank you so much. Collins Moyo, let's continue interceding for this nation, watching with interest from Botswana. Shepstone Shepi Chimbidzikai, I'm in Johannesburg. Tanyaradzwa Mawanda, hi guys. Little Mpala, watching from Swaziland. Shepstone Shepi Chimbidzikai Fe from Johannesburg. Then Mulotsi Nto says, Tinotenda, I'm at Baitbridge. Thank you so much. Gibbs.
So I can say Fe from Washington myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe our last question, you know, to this gentleman. So, Mr. Moyo, I'll start with you. Looking at what the British and the Americans are doing right now in Zimbabwe, they're actually engaging Mr. Mnangagwa. Do you see any change in the short term? Mr. Moyo?
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Moyo, I was saying that we are seeing the British and the American congressional delegation actually engaging President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So do you see any softening of relations between Britain and America and all those kind of things in the short term, maybe?
I'm not sure, but anything is possible. These guys didn't like Mugabe, and so his leaving of power may open up doors for investment and other international relations that may actually be good for Zimbabwe, business-wise and job creation, and also improving the economy. I think that could.
I think your phone is cutting off a little bit. So let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, do you see any you know, relaxation of you know, some kind of restrictive measures against the former president and maybe his inner circle as well? He's no longer in inner circle, by the way. So do you see any?
Well, yes, it is very likely, Gibbs, that there will be that kind of sort of goodwill approach to try and give a soft landing for Mnangagwa. But in reality, I think if you saw today that Mnangagwa was with the generals and business people at some mine in Zimbabwe, this shows that he is pro-business, pro-investment. He's more focused on making money and getting Zimbabwe to work again. But not so much on the right side. And the targeted measures had to do with democracy, good governance, and human rights respect. So we are unlikely to get an immediate improvement in that regard unless there is a strong push and unless we have, because Mnangagwa is expected to be president for the next 6 or 7 months only, and then we go to fresh elections. So the litmus test, really, for Mnangagwa's presidency is how he prepares for the coming elections. Will they be free and fair? Will the military go back to the barracks and not interfere in this upcoming election? If otherwise, we are in for a rude awakening when we have been celebrating the end of one.
Thank you.
For another.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga, the human rights lawyer. Dewa Mavinga, thank you so much to human rights activist Clement Moyo, our viewers, our callers, those who sent us messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, our radio listeners, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, bye-bye, Zimbabwe.